From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the second round election to independent Alexander van der Bellen, who spoke to supporters following his victory.
I think it is a historic day for Austria for several reasons. For the first time, a presidential election had to be repeated, and it was not just a repetition. In fact, it was a new election.
Early projections had van der Bellen beating Hofer by 53% to 46%. Italians voted Sunday in a constitutional referendum that could be an indicator of the strength of anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms. Most opinion polls over the past 2 months have suggested Mr. Renzi will be defeated. He has promised to resign if the no side prevails. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning around the island. The Syrian government army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death. But the rebels say they will not leave, even though their top commander has been wounded. Meanwhile, pro-government forces attacked neighboring areas in Idlib province, killing a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. This is VOA News.